Yeah, the last day of December 2014, and tomorrow is always this funny feeling where all of a sudden you wake up and it's a whole new calendar and a new year. And historically, we all think about resolving to do new things, and it is kind of a clean sheet of paper with a clean new company and exciting new leadership and this thing that's going on. And so, wowee, how about that? And to kind of kick this off, we've got the honor of listening to Brody Craney, and if you could kind of share just some thoughts about 2015, all the possibilities and what you're doing about it, and maybe talk about Beaver and Logan and a few things like that too, because that's going to be a lot of fun, and what a wonderful way to come together to gather extra excitement.
Be happy to. You know, it's right as we're talking right now that the sun is just barely peeking over the East Mountain Range here. And I love the dawning of a new day, and I love the dawning of a new year. I love the moments when in our lives we are able to move from maybe times when things are metaphorically dark. We're moving a little bit slower, moving a little bit more carefully. We may be hesitant. And then there's this glimmer that comes in. And that glimmer provides a new energy. It provides a new zest for life. You know, it's interesting. People are, there's something in all of us that makes us want to reach, to grow, to expand, to become more, to leave a mark, to make a difference, to impact other lives. And I love this very day because of it's like this season of rebirth for many people across the globe when they're thinking, looking back and saying, hey, you know what? What worked last year? What did I like from last year that I want to carry forward? What part of me was good and made a difference? And on the other hand, we look at, what can I do to improve and to move forward in a new, more invigorated way to maybe make a better impact or impact different areas in my life. You know, we have these five pillars of health and getting that balance. Where do I need to work on this year? And this time to sit back and reflect is phenomenal. I've had a tradition for the last few years of going through Brian Tracy. It's called the New Psychology of Success. A set of audios that's just phenomenal. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it lots of places. But the New Psychology of Success. And he goes through a lot of things that we already know, but in a way that often can awaken at least my mind, even though I've listened to it now over and over and over many, many times each year, to take on a new level, a new approach, if you will. One of the things he talks about is he encourages people to, you know, have their long-term, their mid-term, and their short-term goals. And in the middle of there, he talks about it. Each year, you should have at least 10 major goals, the things that you want to see take place that you're going to work like the dickens to have happen for you or in your business or however you want to do it, whatever areas of life you're wanting to focus on. 10 major things that you want to have happen. And as I work through this with my team, I've always encouraged them to take those 10 things, laminate them, and maybe post them in your shower so that you see them every day and you sit on them every day. What can I do to get this first goal done? What can I do to get this second goal done? How am I working towards accomplishing these things? I'm gonna challenge all of you to do that. And you know, maybe you don't. You know, maybe the goal thing can be a little overwhelming sometimes. You don't have to have 10, but what if you had one major thing that you decided? You know, I'm gonna do this one thing this year. And that's going to make a difference to move things forward. At least a difference in that you at least got to write that chapter of your life rather than the rest of the world writing the book of your life, so to speak. And I'm gonna suggest to you that Nikan may have given us a really neat, wonderful plan that some of you are just getting it unveiled for those who have or the President's Club or who have watched a little bit about Ben Woodward launching a Nikan Revolution on YouTube. You may know about these two concepts that are coming forward for us. So I'm going to suggest that maybe this Team Kaizen maybe that one new thing that we should take a significant look at and say, you know, I'm gonna get this team Kaizen done. For those who don't know, Nikken is disbanding with a huge thank you to the current President's Club. And they're making way for all of you who are listening to this call to be able to earn the perks, if you will, of the President's Club, maybe even with a few more perks than they've had before. For those who become a member of this Team Kaizen, Deacon's going to have a dedicated phone line. They're going to have special recognition. You'll get free tickets to the convention. You'll get a free personal web page. You will have a special reception at the convention. There will be a special leadership meeting for everybody who achieves Team Kaizen. And for the top 10 people in each market unit, there will be a major treat you like royalty. The stuff that kings and queens are made with or pampered with, I guess you'd say, reception. Retreat, I should say. And when Nikken throws a retreat or a party like that, they go all out. Worth achieving, but even more worth than maybe these frills on that spot is the ability to create a long-term, residual, viable business. And I'm going to ask you to take a really, really strong look at these philosophies that Nikken is laying down, that Ben Woodward is giving us. The first is equality enrollment. Equality enrollment being you're on auto ship yourself, and the first month you get started, you spend at least 500 points. So maybe your auto ship plus 400 more. And those could be personal points, or maybe you hosted some sort of a party or get together, and other people have bought some stuff as well. But a quality enrollee commits to doing 500 points each month. If they've done it their first month, in fact, to be counted as a quality enrollee in this plan, you have to sign up, do autoship, and get 500 points total in all in the same month. So someone who signed up in October will not count as a quality enrollee for January. But someone who signs up in January gets their auto ship and gets 500 points. So for the end of January, we'll count as a quality enrollee. And Ben's asking everyone to just get that done. Make that your minimum, so to speak, for qualification. And now that the next neat point that's on here is the concept of a Team Kaizen. And Team Kaizen, he outlined what would be the requirements for a regular year, 12 months. This year we don't have a regular year because it's going to run from January through September 30th. It'll be abbreviated. But the full version of this Team Kaizen is that you've done at least 500 PV 9 out of 12 months, so 3/4 of the time. And you've quality enrolled 3 people in the same calendar month. So January you quality enrolled 3 people, or February, you quality enrolled 3 people in that exact month. And that 4 times in the year, you have completed this. So maybe January, February, March, and April, you quality enrolled, and you've got 12 new people on board. Maybe you did it in January, and maybe you did it in April, and maybe you did it in July, and you did it in October. But you had 4 months where there were 3 new people that came on board as quality enrollees. And then you, during that time period, you developed during that year, 3 new silvers that came out of that. And that's what makes on for Team Kaizen. It's just simply quality enrolling yourself, maintaining that 9 out of 12 months, and then helping in subsequent months to get 3 people in a single calendar month, to quality enroll, and then you do that 4 times in the year. Now, the long-term plan with it, if you haven't seen the numbers on it, are pretty dang amazing. What the plan is you can write these down. You quality enroll. You help in month 2, 3 people quality enroll. In month 3, you help your 3 front people get their quality enrollments. And then month 4, the duplication continues. You're just simply helping them help their people. Month 5, you quality enroll 1 more person in your front line. And then month six, your front line that quality enrolled, you help them duplicate and help them quality enroll three others. And then all of the people who come on board commit to do the same thing. And in this plan, it's pretty amazing. Month one, you just signed up yourself. Month two, you've got a check for about $20. Month three, you're an executive with over $300. Month four, you're a silver with over $1,000 income. Month five, a gold with $3,000 plus. Month six, a platinum with $9,000 plus. The next month, a diamond. Can you imagine? Just sit back and think. 7 months from now, that you qualify as a diamond with a check just barely under $30,000. And this doesn't count if people decide, hey, well, I want to get my complete sleep system. I want to get my complete wellness home. And months when they find more than just their 500, or they get kind of crazy and do more than that. This is just a really neat, simple duplication that we get people buying into this concept of a quality enrollee. And I just really encourage you, take a look and see if achieving Team Kaizen isn't one real good thing that we could stick on our list of, wow, this would make a big difference in my life long term. Of achieving Team Kaizen and helping other people in my organization achieve Team Kaizen. So with that in mind, I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth. I mean, everybody's got a different situation. Their life is what they want to accomplish. But I think if we get everybody on the same page, working towards the same thing, speaking the same language, this is going to be a big, big deal. And Ben Woodward is sure making it clear that that's what he'd like to see happen. So I tell you what, I've got a lot of faith in the leadership that Ben is providing. I've got a real good feeling when I'm around the man, and I like the concept that he's bringing forth for us. So anyway, with that in mind, Dave wanted me to talk a little bit about Logan, Utah, and some major events coming up here. January 22nd, 23rd, 24th, we have the Eagle Expo that will arrive. This valley is just absolutely gorgeous. We've got a ski resort just up the hill, and we're gonna launch off that first day with skiing for those that want to do that, or you can go sledding, or that you can do rentals, cross country, all that type of stuff up there, or just take in the valley. That evening, something real special. We've got Nikan Corporate coming in. We're gonna have a wellness preview open to any and everybody, no cost. Guests, et cetera, but it'll also feature a major product launch, which will be a kickoff product launch for the whole globe, actually. And really encourage you to come, plug in, learn a ton about the new technologies that are going to be there. Bring people. It's still not too late. Get on there and Google some cheap flights today. There are inexpensive flights that come into Salt Lake. You can get a shuttle right up to Logan for, I think it's $25. So it's really inexpensive to plug up here. We've got very reasonable hotels in the region. We're going to be on the campus of Utah State University. And in addition to that product launch, we've got a pretty amazing schedule of speakers there. Royal Ambassadors, Dennis Williams and Dennis and Ruth Williams and Dave and Valerie Johnson. We have more other Royal Diamonds plugging in. We have Tony Scoma that will be there. I will be there. Mike DiMuccio, Julie Tara are on the slate for this event. We also have an Olympic athlete that will be speaking and teaching. She's utilized the technologies, and she'll be talking about the personal motivation stuff. We have author and motivational speaker Cameron Taylor that will be there speaking. We have live blood cell microscopy for people who want to take in sessions of that. We have a doc who's been doing scans for the past 5 years tracking people on bone health. He will talk about the technology and talk about how to help troubleshoot the people who may have some special situations. We've got, Dr. Gary Lindner, Dr. Meeden Chong, just a whole series of people that are coming in. Speaking, sharing, Barb Satterwhite, a nurse out of Virginia, that will be coming in. She'll be sharing as well. We're just real excited for this, folks, and encourage you, take a look. This is a great opportunity to get some serious wind beneath your wings and the wings of your organization. start off the year with a big bang. So you can register for that at eagleexpo.com. That's eagleexpo.com. And the event wraps up with probably the most inspirational, one of the most inspirational experiences that I've seen in NECAM. And this expo is the longest running expo in NECAM history, and it is hats off to Ken and Donna Hankins for their vision, their foresight, for their incredible, generous nature. The Eagle Award is something that is talked about throughout all of NECAM, and Ken has created an incredible legacy with that, and I just really encourage you, come plug in that evening after the Eagle Award. There'll be a dance and so forth. So if you're flying in, you'd want to come in Thursday morning and then possibly leave Sunday or something like that. We've got full activities through Thursday evening, Friday, and Saturday. So I think, Dave, that's the main part of what you were looking at. Anything else that you'd like me to chat about this morning?
Oh, golly. Got me pretty excited. I would say that arguably the highest paid activity that you can do in your NECAM business is to influence people to come to a big event. I've seen over and over again that that's where decisions are made. That's where people gain the vision, the energy, and all that kind of stuff to move on. And of course, just learning what to do. Using that to go home, and when you talk to people day to day thereafter, you can just kind of refer back to that energy that you gained by being there and sharing that. Because leadership, building the business, all of this kind of stuff is basically the enthusiastic communication of your vision, and you will definitely gain vision. I'm just so excited. I believe this event will be basically the inaugural of the new NECAM, with Ben Woodward speaking there with his entire family. One of the game changers that I've really been excited about is the new NECAM version of the four-year career, and it's just a really neat takeoff of where just realistically, I believe if you have half of a personality and a good work ethic, without just you know, with all of the other stuff that's going on and allowing for stuff conservatively, you could be making an extra $1,000 a month inside a year or less.
I've got to share a little bit about that book for a minute. That book, The 4-Year Career, folks, if you haven't used it, and if you're looking for a really neat game plan, there's lots of ways to introduce people to NECAM, folks. Some people like going through talking about the sleep system or the whole wellness home, or some people will talk about vital balance, or some people will, they'll have a party and have people over and show everything, so they'll do previews, all that type of stuff. I just excited that people are talk to folks. I don't care exactly how it happens, but a big piece of the puzzle that some people have that they may find it difficult, and sometimes that is talking about, hey, you should look at this as a business. And I know I was nervous about that to begin with. Looking back, I don't know why, but I was. But sometimes people are, and this book is the easiest way that I know of to help people get a really good look at what network marketing is all about. And now that it has the NECAM testimonials in there, it has a phenomenal NECAM flavor. And I'll tell you that, I don't have any actual stats that didn't track it, but I know it's a very high percentage. When I get that book out to people, of the people who read it, not just get it in their hands, but of the people that I get to read it, I would say that there's well over 50% that say, you know what? I want to do this. And those are some high numbers, and I've a really phenomenal game plan. If you're looking for a game plan for the year, is to set up some sort of a commitment to yourself, and I'm going to get in front of X number of people, and everybody who says that they think these products are pretty cool, they try a product, they like it, they have a good experience. So if you like a product, you're going to be telling people that anyway, you might as well get paid for it. Read this book. it's short read, you know, 2 hours maybe, and it's got lots of pictures, so it may even go faster than that. And it talks about how you can be create a scenario where you can be financially free in after 4 years. If I gave you this book, would you be able to go through it in the next 48 hours? And then set the time to follow up. And folks, I know some folks are just saying, you know, I'm going to give a book out a day. Wow, wouldn't that be powerful? We just get one of those out a day. And let's say only half of those folks decided to read it. That's 15 of them. And let's say only half of those decide to do the business. So there's at least seven. Get seven new business builders by the end of the month. Woohoo! So, anyway, I started cutting off there, Dave. I just had to get that in there.
All the stuff that Brody's talked about, it really is the dawning of a new day. But it comes down to talking to people and using this as a tool. It's so easy to just say, hey, I'm reading this book that talks about how to become financially independent in around 4 years. If this were true, would you want to look at my book? That's so easy to do. And that book, it pulls you in. And the thing I love about it is you can get them for under $3. And that's something where you get a bunch of those books. And as Brody mentioned, and as the author, Richard Brook, he says a book a day will keep you in the hay, and just have that as a goal. But I mentioned
we even have the author speaking at this expo.
That's exactly. That's why I wanted to mention that the book is available, but